From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. Public universities in Utah and around the country received money as part of the Federal CARES Act and economic relief package. KUER's Jessica Lowell reports that institutions are required to give half of that money to students.
Utah State University in Logan will disperse about $8.7 million in federal funds to its students as part of the CARES Act. Eligible people enrolled there will receive anywhere between $500 to $800, depending on things like credit hours. Here's Emily Wheeler with the university.
So applications are coming in right now, and they are planning to disperse as soon as possible.
In St. George, Dixie State University will send just over $3 million in federal money to its students. Jill Hall with Dixie State says officials still haven't determined how much each person will receive.
We have about 5,600 students who are eligible for that money. We're still receiving applications, so we don't know how many will apply. So once we have that exact number, then we'll better be able to determine how much money each student receives.
Hall says Dixie State is planning to disperse funds in early June. However, undocumented DACA and international students at universities do not qualify for funding. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
Most of Utah will move to the yellow, low-risk phase of its pandemic response, except for Grand, Summit, and Wasatch counties, and Salt Lake and West Valley cities. The change for the rest of the state goes into effect just after midnight on Saturday. KUER's Sonia Hudson explains.
What the yellow zone means is that schools are still closed. They're still really encouraging mask wearing in stores. They are going to open up driver's eds. If you have any teenagers that are wanting to learn to drive, you can do that. They're going to open up travel around the state. The size limit for social gatherings goes from 20 to 50. Team sports are now allowed as long as there is symptom checking of all the players. But the spectators of that still have to be socially distant. Swimming pools can reopen as long as people on the deck are maintaining social distance.
That's KUER's Sonia Hudson. While Utah reopens, the coronavirus still ravages the Navajo Nation. From our Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports that cases on the reservation continue to rise by around 100 per day.
Amber Rasmussen is a triage nurse at the Utah Navajo Health System Clinic in Monument Valley. That means she stands in the parking lot all day testing people for COVID-19. She says she sees 20 to 30 patients a day, and many of them have severe symptoms.
I'd say probably at least once a day I'm having to send patients out in the ambulance on oxygen to the closest hospital.
And she says hospitals are filling up. The infection rate on the Navajo Nation is 12 times higher than Utah's, and the death rate is 30 times higher. But the numbers could be worse, according to Dr. Loretta Christensen, Chief Medical Officer of the Navajo Area Indian Health Service.
I still believe that our social distancing is working because the surge that we were expecting is definitely diminished from the magnitude on the model.
The infection rate on the reservation is expected to peak in late May. If that happens, Rasmussen says she'll have to send patients to hospitals farther away. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The Saddle Fire near Midway is about three-quarters contained. The wildland blaze has burned almost 700 acres, and investigators believe it was arson. A juvenile is suspected of starting this and a few more in the area over the last several days. Wasatch County sheriffs say the adolescent was taken into custody earlier this week. Earlier this morning, fire crews transitioned down to a Type 4 response with hotshots, engines, and helicopter assist. Mandatory evacuations were lifted Wednesday night, and residents were allowed to return home. The Dutch Hollow Trail System and two others at Wasatch Mountain State Park are still closed. This time of year is usually when firefighters are training and preparing for the upcoming wildfire season, but agencies are changing gears amidst the pandemic. Wyoming's state forester Bill Crapser says some in-person training has been canceled.
People that had qualifications last year, their annual refresher and their physical fitness test can be waived for this year just if they can't get into the training.
For firefighters new to the profession, Crapser says many classes have been moved online, but not all firefighting can be taught virtually. So some classes have been reduced in size to enable social distancing. There's even been some one-on-one training. It's predicted Utah will have a higher than average fire season, mostly across the southern and central parts of the state. Zion National Park is open again with restrictions after being closed because of coronavirus concerns. The park is open during daylight hours, but the visitor shuttle system is not operating. Zion Canyon Scenic Drive is open to vehicles as parking allows. Some areas remain closed, the Narrows because of high river flow, and the Chains section of Angel's Landing for improvement. The entire Kolob Canyon section is also off limits. Other trails have been closed for months because of damage from rockfall and flooding or are being repaired. They include Lower Emerald Pools and the Weeping Rock area trails. Officials say hiking is allowed, but people must remain on established trails and cross-country travel is prohibited. I'm Diane Maggio Pinto, KUER News.